The Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission serves as an advisor to the city on the arts and on the city's extensive fine arts collection. But it's also dedicated to celebrating the rich tapestry of diverse artistic heritages woven through this historic city by sponsoring year-round exhibitions at the city's Rotunda Gallery and beloved seasonal events, including the 61st Annual Downtown Bethlehem Fine Arts and Crafts Show, Making Magic the Length of Main Street over Mother's Day weekend, and the Sculpture Garden Concert Series, presented every Friday evening in June in Bethlehem's beautiful Sculpture Garden, nestled in a shaded hollow on the east side of City Hall. This is WDIY 88.1 Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host. And this evening, I'm talking with Sandra Gillen, chair of the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission and of the Mother's Day Weekend Fine Arts and Crafts Show, as well as Deborah Sakarakis, Bethlehem Fine Arts Commissioner and chair of the Performance Arts Committee. So welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you for inviting us.
It's great when once the weather gets warm, the activities start opening up and blossoming. Just chronologically, the Mother's Day event, of course, is coming up first.
Yep.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit, if they've made the mistake of not having been there up till now, what it's 2 days and it's a very festival-like atmosphere. How would you describe it?
Well, it's actually, yes, it's 2 days. This year it's May 9th and 10th. We're hosting over 80 artists and craft artisans. Okay. And it's a very diverse selection. We jury all of them. We usually get over 140 applicants, and then we have to pare it down to 80, 85 artists.
Okay.
But we have jewelers, we have painters, we have printmakers, photographers, textile and fabric art artisans, yeah, wood turning, glass makers, and more.
Yeah, the diversity is really exciting, not just of the artists themselves, but of the work and the work
of
styles.
Yeah. And we jury that way. We make sure that we have an equal amount of each.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have an overwhelming amount of jewelers apply, and we have to cut some of them out. We do, because we need to get in the painters and the wood turners and the photographers.
And even some, I know I'm a big fan of pottery and ceramics, and
it's
such gorgeous work. Yes,
yeah.
And it's very, we joke that the weather's always a player in the event, but because in the best way, it's an outdoor spring festival, essentially.
Yes.
It's beautiful on Main Street.
We've had really good luck the last couple years,
yeah,
and I'm going to knock on wood here, because we've also had some really bad luck as far as it. I remember standing under the information booth going, you know, I think it's raining harder right now. And it just continued the whole day. And usually one out of the 2 days ends up being nice.
Yeah.
So, but do your sun dance for this year.
And because it's Mother's Day, Main Street's really, it's really lively that weekend. It's beautiful with people going to brunch and strolling.
It's hopping. Hotel Bethlehem has
a
wonderful Mother's Day brunch.
Right.
And we do not have any food vendors in our show because we want the people that come to our show to benefit from all the different beautiful, really good restaurants on Main Street.
Right. You do have a children's focused area, though, every year, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
It's usually down by the Moravian Church Green, Central Moravian's Green there, 10 by 10 tents with tables, and you can do a Mother's Day craft, or you can make your mother a Mother's Day card.
Okay.
So look for that. We'll have some very energetic people down there.
One of the strolling musicians, well, we'll get to that later, is also going to be showing up at the Sculpture Garden concert series.
I know who that is.
Yes.
We have Gary Lauder. We have Earl Ball, who is just a real showman. And look for them along the way. We have
There's a variety of
there's
them.
There's a variety. We have a guitar player.
That's right.
Dina.
That's right.
Dina Hall.
Dina Hall.
That's who it
is. That's right.
She's new this year. Okay. So we're very excited about having her.
Nice.
But they have acoustic music. They're just strolling up and down Main Street as we, you know, have the art show.
And again, that kind of festival promenade feel. It's lovely.
It's beautiful. Yeah. If the weather...
Oh, it will. It'll
yes,
be fine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fine. And there's a resident artist each
yes.
year, I think.
Yes. We have had a diverse, what's the word? I don't know. A diverse client.
Kinds of artists. That are,
kinds of artists.
Yeah.
This year we have Cheryl Baker, who is a craft artisan. She'll be engaging the public and doing some demonstrations of her folding Moravian stars. And so she'll be there all weekend. You can go visit her. She's very friendly. She'll show you how to make one. Or if you want to just watch her, she'll do that too. She'll demonstrate for you.
Deb, right now you've volunteered at the event. I was going to say, from your perspective, what are some of your best memories? Or like, what do you find really appealing about it? What's special about this weekend?
I really like that it's cited so that there's a collaboration between the Fine Arts Commission and local merchants.
Mm.
You know, they all have really, they're wonderful stores on Main Street.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, there are great restaurants. I would just mention that if you're looking something to get your mother or a beloved woman in your life, bring them down to the Fine Arts and Craft Show, because you can buy them a beautiful jacket, a scarf, great jewelry.
Yes.
I love to go to this event every year because you get to see what artists are doing. And they're artists not only from the Lehigh Valley, but beyond the Lehigh
yeah.
Valley
yeah.
also.
Regional. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have some coming all the way from Michigan. So,
really?
Yeah. They do this for a living. So they yeah. start in the early spring, and yeah. they actually just go from city to city until late in the fall. Yeah.
It's nice in that sense, too, that we get a chance to see artisans, and then that if they're not based in the Valley, we might not get to see their work and share.
Correct.
That.
Yeah.
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 It's really a very diverse show, and I'm proud of that.
I was going to say, do you have, just as an aside, too, you've been steering this ship for many years.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. Aside from holding down tents, perhaps, in the wind or rain, favorite memories or something that really kept you there? Why have you stayed with it?
I just think it's the camaraderie of the Fine Arts Commission and the people that come out to help us. We're an all-volunteer commission. And so it's really nice to have the camaraderie and the volunteership. It's the volunteerism.
Yeah.
That's very important to me. And just to have a very successful show is really kind of very heartwarming at the end of 2 days of hard work and, you know.
And supportive of the artists, too, which people forget. Like, as you said, these are people making a living doing this.
Yes.
As an arts commission.
Some do.
You know, but to support artists, actually giving them an opportunity to work and thrive, as well as for
right.
those of us in the community to enjoy the work.
And another thing I'd like to mention, too, is the application fee and or the booth fee. We keep it low because we're not in this to make money. The money that we do get from the booth fees and stuff goes directly into advertising.
Okay.
And so we don't really have too much left over at the end, but but that's okay because we're not a money-making organization.
Right.
We do this for the artists and for the community. So
it's a service organization in essence.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. And what time, what's the schedule? When does it open each day? I think
so,
late morning?
Saturday we open at 10 a.m.
Okay.
and we go straight through till 5. The okay. show itself runs from Broad Street in a straight line all the way down to church.
Okay.
And then Sunday it's 11 to 5.
Okay. And during that time, I think it's Saturday, isn't aside from the show being curated, there's also judging that goes on?
Yes,
in
yes.
In terms of within the arts.
Yes. Yes. We do have a judge every year, a different judge, usually from the art community.
Okay.
From businesses and that cater to the art community. This year we have an artist who is going to be judging. They go through every tent or every booth and look and engage with the artist, and then they actually choose. It's their own choice. That's why we have different ones every year. Mm. And I think this is a unique, something that's unique to our show, because I don't think very many shows have judging. And we give out over $1,300 worth of prizes. And the best of show gets like a $600 check.
Okay.
Saturday evening, we have a reception for the artists.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah. So it's just for the artists and the commission. Yeah. And that's when we give out the prizes and have some snacks and some wine.
Well earned.
Or whatever.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well earned by that time. No. Are a lot of the artists, I'm curious, are a lot of the artists, I know you curate who ends up, you know, on Main Street, of course. But I would suspect, from what I've observed with the show, that a lot of the artists are probably returning artists or wish to return.
They do, but it doesn't, we say in our application that because you were accepted in one show doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be accepted at the next show.
Yeah.
But yes, we do have some artists that have been there, been with our show for a lot of years, but it's not because it's because they're good.
Well, no, I was thinking that I think the event itself, if I'm an artist traveling to various shows, I would suspect that this one, I mean, it's so rooted in tradition. It's long running. It's well beloved in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a buzz and a great crowd at it. It has to be wonderful for the artists.
Oh, it is. It is.
Know.
And they also establish relationships too within our community,
you know,
with the people that come. A lot of the people that come and just kind of come to the information booth to chat say, oh, this is a tradition. We do this every year. And
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Again, for our listeners, we're going to be coming out on a break in a moment. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about the upcoming Music in the Sculpture Garden. But a reminder that, of course, more info on all of these events and on the work of the commission can be found on the commission's website, social media, etc. We have quite a footprint. We're working on making it bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, you've been listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and I've been speaking with Sandy Gillen, chair of the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, and with Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission member Deborah Sakarakis about two upcoming Arts Commission-sponsored events, the 61st Annual Downtown Bethlehem Fine Arts and Crafts Show, Transforming Bethlehem's Main Street over Mother's Day weekend, as well as the 2026 Sculpture Garden Concert Series running Friday evenings in June from 6 to 7:30 and featuring a high-energy lineup of musicians celebrating the rich cultural diversity of Bethlehem and of the Valley. And we'll be right back after this short break. I'm Kate Scuffle, the host of Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY. The Arts Salon offers a deeper look into the Valley's vibrant cultural scene, featuring in-depth, behind-the-scenes interviews with artists and creatives, producers and cultural leaders, as well as highlighting not-to-be-missed events, exhibitions, and performances. But without listener contributions, hosts like myself can't share our community's creative voices with you here on Lehigh Valley Public Radio. So please, donate now to help keep these creative conversations on the air by calling 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org. I look forward to visiting with you again soon in the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight we've been talking with Sandra Gillen and Deborah Sakarakis from the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission about both the 61st Annual Downtown Bethlehem Fine Arts and Crafts Show, running as always over Mother's Day weekend, and about the 2026 Sculpture Garden Concert Series, Friday evenings in June, 6 to 7:30, celebrating the rich cultural and musical diversity of Bethlehem and the Valley in an appropriately art-filled garden. So with that in mind, Deborah, we'll talk a little bit about the music and the art in the garden. But first of all, the Sculpture Garden Concert Series, what is this? This is a musical series always in June, yes?
It is. Great night of music making, of camaraderie, and in a really lush and beautiful setting. The garden itself was established in 1978 and is beautifully maintained by a volunteer of the commission, Master Gardener Jill Sperandio, and also by the city grounds crews. If you haven't been to the city center and checked out the gardens, both the tea house and the sculpture garden, I would highly recommend a trip down there to check it out. The sculpture garden houses beautiful works of art by sculptors like Harry Bertoia, Carl Michelosch, Nancy Steffi, Renzo Fazioli, and not that I have a favorite piece, however, there is an amazing archway on the southeast corner of the city center, the work called Imagine Beyond the Mirror by Dan Kaintz. It's a huge arch. So please come down and spend some time at the garden, but definitely check out the Sculpture Garden Concert Series, which begins on Friday, June the 6th. And we're kicking it off with an amazing group called Big Squeeze Zydeco.
Yay!
It's a celebratory way to start, right? It's our 2026 season. This is a Lehigh Valley band that plays and celebrates the music of Creole country in Louisiana. Zydeco is a happy mix of blues, soul, and country music. I'm sure your listeners know this well. And it features, this band features accordion and rubboard that I know as washboard. Yes, my mom had a washboard. Yeah. It's now refined. I will point out that it's a bona fide instrument called a rubboard. So you'll be able to enjoy Gary Lader on accordion and Alex Beck on rubboard. Kyle Anks plays guitar with the group, and Mike Kahn will play saxophone. Dan McCoach will be on drums. The Big Squeeze Zydeco is known for their high-energy, captivating, rhythmic performances that literally, quite literally, make you want to get up and dance.
Which we have plenty of space in the garden for.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. You can put your chair out. And speaking of which, when you come to our concerts, please feel free to bring your folding chair and your water in case you would like a beverage. You're certainly free to get up and dance. You know that Bethlehem City Center is on Church Street and is close to Monocacy Creek.
Right.
So it's pretty easy to imagine bayous, right? You know, a great setting, great music. So I hope you'll join us on June the 6th. And, you know, we have music going on Friday evenings all summer. You know, the concerts begin at 6 and end at around 7:30.
Right.
So you have time to, you can bring a sandwich or something and eat during the concert.
Right.
We have convenient trash barrels. bring your chair, bring your beverage, and come to have a good time. The next Friday is June the 12th, and we have a group, I think mostly based in Easton, another Lehigh Valley band called Rio Bassa. They perform traditional jazz, Latin jazz, popular, and original music in a unique and sensual style, they say, weaving soulful melodies. Key here for us is savory Latin rhythms. Rio Bassa's catalog is inspired by diverse Latin traditional folk and popular music, including bossa nova, samba, bolero, choro, and others. But for those of you who know this music, know that it's very rhythmic, and you literally want to get up and dance. And I will tell you that there is space, and you can claim it in the sculpture garden to dance. It's Rio Bassa is a quartet. And they contribute more than a century's worth of musical expression and experience. Great musicians, guitarist Jorge Torres brings deep expertise in arranging abilities and specializes in a distinctive finger-picked nylon guitar style. And an extra treat vocalist, Alyssa Lou Allen, is a stunning performer, pulling from her varied indie soul, R&B, and musical theater experience, as well as she's able to perform in different languages. Steve Foreman will be the bassist and holds down the bottom on a 6-string bass, and also the group will be performing some of his original work, and William Weisbach is the drummer for the group. It's Rio Bassa featuring Latin music. Friday, June the 12th.
And then next up is the next Friday is Vernon, a well-known musician in the Valley, Vernon Mobley, playing with the Artisan Trio this time, right?
He will be performing with Vern Mobley's Soul All-Stars. So it's a little different grouping of musicians. It will be a concert basically celebrating Juneteenth. Vern will be on drums. Brian Bortz is on bass. Jesse Green on keyboard. And they have at least one vocalist, Hassan Smith, all coming together to invite us all to celebrate music that has been written by and influenced by African-American culture. I spoke with Vern, and I know that the group is sure to share songs like Superstition by Stevie Wonder and Think, a stirring directive. You all know that song, Think. Think about what you're trying to do to me by Aretha Franklin. Hopefully, they'll be including a little gospel and maybe original tunes or two. So the Lehigh Valley musicians will share songs that reflect our collective history and songs that inspire and inform our current culture, inextricably mixed to make great American culture today.
And we wrap up with Jack Murray and the Blue Tarp Wranglers, right? With the last Friday in the month?
Yeah, Jack Murray is a Lehigh Valley musician. When not performing solo, he performs with the Blue Tarp Wranglers. It's a band built to, in a matter of all well-rooted American music, including Jack's own. The lineup features charter members Alan Landis, bassist Nick Fralick, and percussionist Josh Kandusky, and a pedal steel maestro, Dan Van Allen. In addition to wrapping up the Sculpture Garden concert series, it's a way for the commission to celebrate the wonderful social event this year, the 50th anniversary of Godfrey Daniels.
Yes, because Jack and the Wranglers are kind of regular musicians over at Godfrey's, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a great matchup. You know, we're very pleased to have all the musicians join us this year.
And a through line when choosing, we're almost out of time, unfortunately, but a through line when choosing a lineup like this, you're looking to, I notice everyone's very danceable. We were looking for good energy for this wonderful outdoor space, but also this kind of rich, eclectic diversity, right? A mix of styles. And
you know, that's one, especially the Lehigh Valley, but that's one of the things that makes this nation great. And truly, especially in the Lehigh Valley, you know, my own heritage is Greek-Italian, and my grandmother lived in Northampton Heights that had every nationality and race in that neighborhood. So we're really proud that to be able to reflect that continuously in the music and the art. You know, the people who live in the Lehigh Valley understand what a rich culture we have. And I would also say that, you know, things like the concert series are really viable, live ways to help establish and maintain community, genuine, heartfelt community that's so important, I think.
That's interesting. Between the Mother's Day show supporting a kind of community of visual and artists and artists, and then the Sculpture Garden concert series, not only dance and music, but that kind of cultural richness in the community. I also have to thank a shout out to the Bethlehem Area Public Library, because just in case you're wondering, we do have a rain backup for this, don't we, Deborah?
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Josh Burke, and thank you, Bethlehem Area Public Library. We really appreciate that you make your the Bob Cohen Room, the wonderful Bob Cohen Room. God bless his soul, Bob Cohen. A shout out to you. Make the Bob Cohen Room available to us, as you mentioned, in case there's inclement weather.
Which is always, it's interesting. It's a very different concert outside and indoors, but always wonderful either way. Beautiful spot indoors, a beautiful spot outside, and a real sense of community celebration, much like the Mother's Day sale feels like. The neighborhood turns out, there's dancing, people in lawn chairs and coolers, and just a real festive atmosphere.
I'd also like to mention, if it's a really hot day,
it
always seems like there's a breeze going through the Sculpture Garden, so it's always a lot cooler down there and very conducive to dancing.
It is a beautiful spot, and Jill does a gorgeous job of making sure that it stays beautiful, as well as the fabulous artwork. Again, to remind our listeners, all this information and more, again, available online. Give a Google to the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission. Look them up on social media. If you can remember or have a pen handy, it's www.bfac-lv.org. again, before we go, just again, such, I don't know, heartfelt thanks to you both and to the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission for advocacy, for celebrating, for support, for just, and for, Deborah, as you said, building community. It's really important work.
We love what we do.
And we look forward to seeing you all come out to these wonderful events.
Absolutely. All right, that has been just about it for us here. I want to thank our listeners, of course, for joining us again today on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. And, of course, my guests, Deborah Sakarakis and Sandra Gillen from the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, doing the good work of community art and education and celebration. Join us again next week on the Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1 FM, the Lehigh Valley's public radio. Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community, and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.